the book Hebrews, part 289. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jaffa Shoah, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should require any of my books which I've written. I'm thinking about the book What Is Your God's Name? You can please contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's South African code plus 27072 367124. Just go to my website https://jaffa.co.za. As you can see on the right hand side on the top here, if this might be the first time that you are participating in the study, you are so very, very welcome. You're always welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this contact or link to your friends and family, those who are dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to gather in the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 11. And now we're going to start reading from verse 13. Now, the moment that we start reading here, everything that I said from verse 1, Hebrews 11 verse 1, it's just going to fall into place like a jigsaw puzzle. Things that I even said yesterday, which could not have happened, and the morning before that, and the morning before that, and the week before that, it's now going to be, it's just going to stand up like a tree. It's going to be confirmed by verse 13. It says, these all died in faith. These all died in faith. It's a very flat way of putting it. These. Who are these? If you don't say they, these can be anybody. Who? Abram. Sarah. Isaac. Jacob. And they all died in faith. They were speaking as if they already received what they believed in. And that's why Sarah laughed when the angel of Jaffa told her that she's going to have a son. These all died, or they all died in faith, not having received the promise. Were I wrong? No. I'm seldom wrong, because I can read the scripture and remember the scriptures. These, they all died. I don't even want to use the word these, because when I talk about trees or fish or cattle, these, they died. These, they that we studied about, all died in faith, not having received the promises. The promises, it is plural, not promises. There were different promises, but having seen them afar off. You can remember when we started Hebrews 11, when I told you that it sounds like the Bible is contradicting itself when Adam is speaking as if he had entered the kingdom. I think it was on Monday as well. As if he had entered the kingdom. As if he had received the... No, he hasn't. Not Abram or Isaac or Abram. Abram, Isaac and Jacob. They didn't receive it. Their offspring would receive it. after they would be in bondage for 430 years under the Egyptians. They all died in faith, not having received the promises, but have seen them afar off. And this is what faith is. We believe in Yahushua. Have we seen him? No. We operate in the same faith. We know about him. We have confirmation in the scriptures, in the Bible. We have something to read from. Did Abraham had it? No. Did Isaac and Jacob had it? No. They only had the promise of their father Abraham, which Yahweh has taught them. But having seen them afar off, so they live in such a deep faith that they could tell you what is the building style they used. They could tell you the color of the paint. They could tell you the plan of the buildings. Why? To them that was faith. And to us as Yahwist, this is how we operate. Not one of us have seen Yahushua. Yeah, we have all the records. We have all the history, the eschatology, the beginning, the beginning, the middle, and the end. The eschatology. We have all the relevant documentation, but we haven't seen anyone. We believe something that is written in a scripture, in a manuscript. Yes, we know there's been alterations done to the, and reviews done to the manuscripts, that we know. But there, Yahweh gives out the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh, that leads and guides and teaches us in all righteousness and truth, to read the scripture and understand it right. And that's why I can do this most of the time. Because reading the scripture, I can see things that's been left out, or things that's been added. Being a scholar of the scripture, of the agape word, the rhema word. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. We might even die not seeing Yahushua coming on the clouds for his bride, the Parosha. It can happen. But we taught our children, we taught the students, we taught the people, we preached the gospel about the revelation word that Yahweh has given unto us. We believe it as if we can touch it, as if we have seen it afar off. We see it. To us, all these promises is as if it just happened yesterday. We live in the way in faith, as if Yahushua walked on water yesterday. It has just been televised this morning. It hasn't. I'm using a metaphor. We live in such a faith, although it happened 2,000 years ago. But this is what faith is. Believing in the unseen as if it is of afar off, as if it is right now. But it says here, these all died, they all died in faith, not having received the promise. They didn't, not one of them entered the promised land, Canaan. But they received them afar off, and were pursued of them. This pursued means they chased after it. They chased after it as if they could touch it, as if they could see it. And they were pursued of them and embraced them, as if they could touch it, embrace it. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Well, that's what we are. We are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. The Bible says we're only passing through. And that's why spiritually we living in tents. We don't live in big mansions. You might have a big house where you live in, but we are only pilgrims. We can't take whatever we have here with us when we leave. A pilgrim is one that leaves stuff behind. So when we die, or when the coming of Yahushua occurs, the parousia, when he will appear on the cloud for his bride, on the end of Revelation 3:22, what will happen? We have got 1 Corinthians 15:27-58. We are going to be changed from earthly into heavenly body, meeting Yahushua up in the air, going to live with him forever. That's our home. That's where we are coming from. Where do we come from? We come from heaven. I explained previously that we were angels. In Hebrews 1, you can go back and start Hebrews chapter 1. Go through Hebrews chapter 1. Why would Yahweh put us on earth as humans? Just to struggle and battle for 70, 80, 90 years? Just to die? For what reason? No, I believe according to the word that Yahweh put us on this earth who were angels before to sort ourselves out on this earth so that we can decide, do we want to serve Satan or do we want to serve Yahushua? There's the two trees that stood in the Garden of Eden. The tree of life and the tree of death. Yahushua or the Satan, Yahushua. Hallelujah. Choose today from which tree you want to live. And today our whole life consists of choices that we made. And most of these choices that we made today is made by faith. Not seeing anything. We haven't embraced anything. We confess that we are strangers in this land. We're living in South Africa. This is, we are called South Africans. And we're proud to be South Africans. But I tell you what, this is not our destination. We were born here. But this is not what we are taking with us when we die or when we are going to be changed. We are called sons, kings and priests of Yahweh, our Father on earth. Sons because we don't operate as beggars. Priests because we are serving the temple. Our bodies is the temple. Our household. We must serve them with the word. The world, we must serve them with the revelation word. And priests, kings, sons, and priests. As kings, we rule over the world of works of Satan. As sons, we perform in the inheritance that we received already while we're on this earth. The power to reign over the power of Satan. To cast out demons, to lay our hands on the sick, with a promise that they shall be healed. And we manifest as priests. We are not beggars. We heirs of the kingdom of Yahweh our Elohim. Everything that was promised to Yahushua have become ours. 2,000 years ago. Have you seen it? Have you touched it? No. Have Abram and his heirs, did they receive it? No. But they embraced it. They chased after it. They confessed it with their mouth. and what? In faith, that we will, if we don't receive it now, we will receive it when we die. And that we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. In Psalms 8, it says, what is man that you think about him? You made us little less than angels. Heavenly beings, angels. Why? We were angels. You clothed us with glory. Go read Psalms 8. And you put us in a position to rule. So what does he do? Yahweh brings us down from heaven, being born as babies, growing up, making the choices of death or life, in making sure that there will never again ever in heaven be a rebellion like there was when Satan was cast out onto the earth. I can find no other reason in the Bible other than why we would have been born on this earth. Just to after 60, 70, 80, 90 years, just to die in sorrow. Think about this. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.